Y'all like to hear acoustic music?
Yeah.
We could try that. Seems to be exploding. You can turn it down. Yeah, that's good. Just leave that off. We don't need a monitor system here. Well, we're going to go back into some dog music history now. Back to a time when I should introduce the current members of the quintet. So we can clarify all of this history here. Currently playing a very unique stringed instrument there. Normally people don't think of it as a string, but in this group you have to play string instrument. So that consists of one kind of long, hollowed out, very large string. A series of string capos mounted permanently allow the player to play almost any note, pluck almost any note, I should say. And no one plays finer dog flute than Mr. Matt Eckel here. Playing the upright doghouse bass for the past 8 years, a DGQ veteran, James Kerwin. One of the first violinists to ever play the fiddle case in Carnegie Hall. Our percussionist, fiddler extraordinaire, mandolinist from Winters, California, Joe Craven. Often seen accompanying Joe is our guitarist from Davis, California, Rick Montgomery. Now, the original guitar player for the group was a guy named Tony Rice, who some of you may have heard of. And Tony was making his own albums back when he was in the band, and he was getting ready to record an album, and he asked me if I had any spare tunes that he could use for his album. So I had showed him a tune. He liked it. Told me he was going to call the album Rattlesnake. So I didn't have a name for this tune, so I named it Rattlesnake. Figured might as well get the title tune. And then the record came out. It said Tony Rice plays guitar or something. Anyhow, here's Rattlesnake.